Energy Fresh med Felix Andersson.
Det här är Energy Fresh där vi upptäcker ny musik varje söndag till torsdag 18-22. Felix Andersson här i studion. Med på telefonen en halv av Aluna George. Aluna Francis, hello!
Hello!
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I said I like talking at the same time.
Okay. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, okay. The place for every artist to be, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that Los Angeles is the best inspiration for you when you're making music?
No. It's just, you know, something people do as musicians. Like, when you get all together, it's fun and... But I'm never in one place for more than about 3 weeks or 2 weeks. I'm always somewhere.
When you're writing music and stuff like that, where do you find all the inspiration?
From hidden stories, from stories that people tell me, from my own stories. But it's always a real life situation.
When you have a day off, a complete day off, what do you do?
I usually do something like maybe... Something with my hands, like a crafty thing, or some cooking, or go out for a walk or something.
So just natural things, then. I must say, by kicking off this interview, you are one of my favorite vocalists, actually. I've been listening to your music for such a long time, and you're really good. And one of the tracks I'm stuck with, it's stuck in my head. I can't get it out. It's the track you made with Yaku, To You.
Ah, yeah.
What do you have to say about working with Diplo and Skrillex?
Well, that track happened in a very spontaneous way. Me and Diplo met at Glastonbury Festival in England, and we decided to get in the studio. So we just drove from the festival to a studio, and we just created that song. And then him and Skrillex worked on the song for another year and a half before it was ready. So that was a kind of strange process, because I'd given them the kind of top line, and then they worked on the music, which is not normally how I do things, but it worked this time.
Are you guys still working together with Diplo and Skrillex for making some music in the future, maybe?
Well, we always meet up and play around in the studio, but because we're always so like in different countries all the time, it's hard to finish anything.
Speaking about amazing tracks that stuck in my head, I'm in control. Wow, come on, it's such a good track. Seriously, can you tell me about the process for the track?
Well, that actually was written in London. Me and George were just doing our usual London thing, and we wrote this song, and it was a lot faster. It was 120 BPM, and it didn't have those lines, I'm in control. And it sat there in the, you know, in the computer for a while, and it suddenly occurred to me that we should change the lyrics. So we changed the lyrics to I'm in control, and I was like, okay. And then George had that riff that you hear now, but it was still really fast. So I said, let's slow it down to like another 10 BPM, and that's when it came to life. It was like suddenly we had that sexy tempo, and it really went really, really well with that riff, and it became this sort of dancehall piece that in a kind of very organic way.
Do you get nervous when you release a track like I'm in Control after releasing other big tracks? I mean, do you feel the pressure?
I guess in a way, but I don't think anyone else's pressure is ever as much as the musician themselves, so it's fine.
The music video for I'm in Control, I'm a big fan of the music video, because when I'm watching it, it feels like it's summer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was definitely summer in that video.
Yeah. Where did you record the video?
That video was recorded in the Dominican Republic.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about the video for those who have not seen it yet?
Yeah, well, we wanted to capture the natural kind of cultural beauty of the environment that we were in. So we didn't really change anything about anybody. Everyone's wearing their own clothes. Everyone is doing stuff that they normally do in their spare time. So the boys on the bikes, those are their own bikes, and they do that every day. That's just how they spend their spare time. And no one was choreographed. No one had, like, extra professional makeup, or there was, I didn't even have a place to get changed or go to the toilet or have my makeup done. I was doing everything in a van, so it was really crazy.
And when will we see you in Sweden? Have you been to Sweden before?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah, I've been to Sweden. Yeah, I did a couple of festivals before, and we're going to be back in Europe for sure at the end of the summer.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't miss that. And what do you think about Sweden?
Well, Sweden for me is always, I had a lot of a design influence for me, because as a musician, I've always included a lot of attention to graphic design and the way that the music is represented by art and things like that. And, you know, Sweden has a huge influence, especially in London, with graphic design. And so that I'm always aware of that. That's what I think of when I think of Sweden.
Always when I ask people about that question, the answer is always, yeah, the coffee in Sweden is great. So you had a good answer.
Oh, the coffee.
Yeah, the coffee.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Neither do I.
Aluna Francis from Aluna George, thank you so much for taking your time. I wish you the best, and I'm looking forward for new music.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll see you again.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Energy Fresh med Felix Andersson.